Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding Jesus and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. I was going to say, before you sit down, I want to start by asking you to take your red hymnal and find number 616. We will do this as the opening of the sermon for today. You'll understand pretty quickly why. 616. We'll sing through twice. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It's actually one of the songs that Sherman Lee led the Bethel retreatants in singing very softly in the background as we gathered around the bonfire out in the middle of the Illinois plains, the Illinois farmland just outside of Carlinville. That's all the retreatants gathered. As the children roasted marshmallows and then squished them between graham crackers and Hershey chocolate bars. Jesus, remember me. It was a truly beautiful night, just crisp and chilly enough for that bonfire to be welcome. And we all gathered around very comfortably. We were not driven back, as is often the case, by the smoke and the wind flowing around each way. The night was still and quiet. And I learned something about the moon that evening. I think it's called the supermoon, closer than usual. It shone down upon us. It reached down, drawing us closer to the whole universe. There was a peace. There was a belonging. There was a communion. A communion such as I imagine around the fire, the table, the food, at that first communion, even as there were unsettled times outside. Jesus, remember me. We sang, we prayed, we trusted. This was a prayer, a whisper of faith, a living community that we shared with all of humanity that night, the whole of the universe, the people of faith, for we all long for what the criminal prays for what the criminal asks, for what the criminal trusts, belonging to one another, to creation, to God. Jesus, remember me. These simple words, they share the experience are expressed in a much grander way that we heard in the epistle lesson, the letter to the Colossians, this great, extraordinary hymn that maybe some pastor had the folks stand up and sing before the message. These great words, this wonderful hymn offered as an experience of faith and a prayer for God in Christ Jesus to remember us, and the answer coming. These words which identify and celebrate Jesus, in whom the fullness of God dwells, reconciling all things, all creatures, all of creation, in heaven and on earth, we say, restoring a connection, a relationship, a peace to God, to one another, to creation, even healing us within ourselves, a belonging, a communion. Jesus, remember me. It is a belonging deeper, truer, more life-giving, it says in this hymn, than the thrones, the dominions, the rulers, the powers, those are all the names of the political institutions of the time. These longing for belonging is much deeper than these things, which too often do not hold things together, except by violence, our threats, our demeaning language, order by fear, and then finally death. In such language, we belong only to our group, to our clan, to our party, and finally, only to ourselves, alone, forgotten. Jesus came to heal the broken belonging of the world, to heal the brokenness we feel within ourselves, the brokenness that we experience between one another, the brokenness or the distance we feel from God, or even the void that we may feel doubting any presence of God whatsoever. Jesus came to heal. Because of his fullness, his was a radical welcome, a radical belonging. Believe as children, he says, sending women to be evangelists in the country, welcoming the foreigner, healing the sick, calling the poor to his service, and then calling the thrones, the powers, the authorities to such a remembering as well. Jesus, remember me. While the lost, that hopeful one, that criminal prayed, Jesus, remember me. What else? The leaders scoffed. The soldiers mocked. Even the other criminal derided. Everything to destroy the memory of the Christ. And the people stood by, watching. These violent words of scoffing, of mocking, of deriding, these dreadful, deadly words were meant for the people's instruction. These are alternative words. These words of degradation, of inhumanity, of death, are the words the world uses to unify. It is an alien prayer that holds people together, that gives order, that announces, "Forget this Jesus." We hear such words today by those who would be our leaders, scoffing, mocking, deriding, violent words against women, mocking words against the infirm, dehumanizing words against minorities, fearful words against the foreigner. These are deadly and fearful words of a violent order. The people stood by, watching. These words, in our context, are spoken for our instruction. These are the words of crucifixion, which Jesus bears in his body, his soul, his heart, in the universe of creation, that are uttered throughout the ages by thrones, by powers, by authorities, to be believed and then to be praised. Perhaps we recognize them in our own hearts, in our own language. Or we know that we have stood by, watching. The whole of human history is compressed into this moment. And at each end, Jesus offers forgiveness and the promise of new life. In the middle, he bears the violent words of the whole of the fallen communities. Jesus, remember me, the lost one prays. His prayer is yours and it is mine and all people over the ages, as sure as if we were her. Jesus speaks forgiveness and the promise of life. The criminal's words actually are Jesus' words. We hear them often. Remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. We will say them and hear them later. Remember the lost, for in remembering them, you remember me. Sharing this bread of life, these words of life, of welcome, of healing, of inclusion, of forgiveness with all people. These words, words of life, are for you, sisters and brothers, today and forevermore. To whisper, to sing, to proclaim, to remember, be the resurrection. Amen. And now once more, 6:16. All say amen.